Welcome to our All Together worship service this morning. It's lovely to have you all with us, and also we welcome our friends from Bethesda also today. And welcome back, Peter. Yeah. And it's lovely to have you here. And Jo, of course, who, as she has told us, she hasn't been away all that time. So, but we are pleased to see you. Yes, we are. I've got several things to say before we start today, so bear with me. The first thing is, the craft is not an ice cream cone, it's a microphone. And I've in good Blue Peter form, I have lost the one I prepared earlier. It's somewhere around this room, but who knows where. So this is Mary's, I've borrowed. So this is the finished article. The pipe cleaners are to be used later in the prayer session. So if you put the pipe cleaner through that little hole, please just take it out and substitute it with a ribbon, because you'll be able to use this as a bookmark when you go home. So that's just a little bit of explanation, and we'll be using those later in the service. I've got a few announcements, and the first one is about Harvest, which will be here on the 14th of September. It'll be a joint service with Bethesda also. So the church will be decorated on Saturday afternoon, the 13th. And anyone who would like to help decorate the church will be most welcome. I cannot emphasize that enough. You'll be most welcome to come on Saturday afternoon. Speak to Mary if you want to know more details. If everyone would bring their goods, their tin goods or whatever, either Friday or Saturday morning, just leave them in the vestibule, please. So that's the 13th and 14th of September. And after the service on the 14th, we will be having a faith lunch in the hall. Prayer. Now, there are two prayer events happening. One is a prayer relay, which is starting next Saturday, the 6th, with a prayer breakfast. And the Methodist churches in our circuit are taking part in this. It's going to be like a baton, really, going round the island. Instead of a baton, it's a candle. So the candle will be taken, first of all, to Bethesda service next Sunday. And then from there, it will be going to Messy Bears on Monday morning, which will be very exciting, I'm sure. A lit candle and toddlers doesn't seem to... Anyway, I'm sure we'll manage. From there, it's going to St. Juan. I'm not going to give you the whole weeks. It's just the bits we're involved in. And then after that, on Tuesday morning, it will be here from 10:30 till 12 as part of our normal prayer group that we have on a Tuesday morning. So if anyone would like to come and pray for the island or any prayer concerns that you have, the candle will be here from 10:30 till 12 next on the Tuesday the 9th. That's all we need to know about for that. And there's something some of you may have noticed, there's been a Heart Cry for Jersey prayer initiative also. That's something different. If you're getting confused, don't worry. I was also confused. But that's later in the month, so we'll talk about that at another time, I think. Okay, it's two separate things. Okay, I think that's everything, except to say we have a birthday. Oh, yes, the labyrinth. Sorry, Karen, how can I forget that? The penultimate labyrinth will be this Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Biarritz end of St. Brillard's Bay. So anyone who doesn't want to get... Well, we'll be thinking positive. It will be a beautiful morning, won't it, Karen? So anyone who'd like to join Karen and I is more than welcome. Yes, birthday. We have a birthday girl in our midst. Barbara's birthday is this week. So we'd like to wish you all a very happy birthday, Barbara. Thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God's love go with you. Happy birthday to you. Have a lovely day. Our call to worship this morning is on your microphones. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. And that's a good verse to remember as we go through our week. We'll start with three worship songs today, beginning with We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise.
Bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we bring the sacrifice of praise
to proclaim that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are eternal, our Creator. You are our
Savior, healer, shepherd, friend, guide, shepherd, strength, gate, comforter.
You are our Redeemer, our Refuge, our Father. You are all these things and more, Lord. And yet you are with us every day and are preparing a place for us so that one day we will see you face to face in all your glory. How excellent is your name. Amen. We join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, ever and ever. Amen.
Now, our story today is set in Philippi, where Paul and Silas were preaching and teaching. They were telling everyone who would listen to them the good news about Jesus. But this didn't go down very well with some of the people there because they worshipped many gods. And so Paul and Silas found themselves wrongly imprisoned, beaten, and treated very badly for helping a slave girl. However, as we shall see, instead of giving in to despair, they chose to praise God through singing hymns and praying while they were in prison. And now we'll see a video which will explain the story further.
The story begins in the bustling city of Philippi, where Paul and Silas had come to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. The air was thick with excitement as they preached, but not everyone was pleased. Many people in the city believed in different gods, and Paul's message of a risen Savior was unsettling to the powerful men in town. But Paul and Silas were not afraid. They believed they were called by God to be in Philippi, and that gave them strength. One day, as Paul and Silas walked through the streets, a slave girl with a strange gift followed them. She was possessed by a spirit that gave her the ability to predict the future. Her masters used her to make money, and they didn't care that she was a prisoner in her own body. As she followed Paul and Silas, she shouted,
"These men are servants of the Most High God. They are telling you the way to be saved."
Day after day, she shouted these words. Paul, distressed for the girl's suffering, turned to her and commanded the spirit to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Instantly, the girl was free from the spirit's control. The girl's masters were furious. Without the spirit, their source of income was gone. In their anger, they stirred up the city against Paul and Silas, dragging them before the city officials. They accused them of throwing the city into chaos and teaching customs that were illegal for Romans to follow. The crowd joined in, shouting against Paul and Silas. Without trial, the officials ordered Paul and Silas to be stripped and beaten with rods. Their backs were torn and bleeding from the harsh punishment. Afterward, they were thrown into the inner dungeon of the city's prison, a place reserved for the worst criminals. Their feet were fastened in stocks, and the cold walls of the prison seemed to echo with hopelessness. But instead of despairing, Paul and Silas did something unexpected. At midnight, in the darkest part of the night, they began to pray and sing hymns to God. Their voices echoed through the prison, and the other prisoners listened in wonder. How could men in such terrible circumstances sing with joy? Suddenly, a violent earthquake shook the prison. The ground trembled, and the walls swayed. The doors of the prison flew open, and every prisoner's chains fell loose. Paul and Silas were free, yet they did not run. The other prisoners also remained in place, as though an unseen hand was holding them back. The jailer, awakened by the earthquake, rushed into the prison. Seeing the doors wide open, he assumed that all the prisoners had escaped. In Roman law, a jailer would be executed if any prisoners escaped under his watch. In his despair, the jailer drew his sword, ready to end his life. But Paul shouted,
"Don't harm yourself, we are all here!"
Shocked by what he heard, the jailer fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He had seen their faith, their songs in the midst of suffering, and now this miracle. He asked them the most important question of his life. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
"Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household."
That night, the jailer and his entire family came to believe in Jesus, and they were all baptized. By morning,
I'd just like to hand over to Peter now to receive the offertory.
It's lovely to see you. It's lovely to be back in circulation. Some wondered if I would be speaking about my sabbatical in the service, but I'm not going to do that because there'll be other times to talk one-to-one, and I've written something for the circuit newsletter, so you'll read all about my experience and a couple of photographs in there as well. That will hopefully be out sometime next week. But for today, we're going to continue our theme that we've been looking at in our all-together worship throughout this year, the power of prayer. And we've heard the story there that we'll be thinking about a bit later on, the power of prayer. Don't stop praying. And that's going to be the song that we're going to join in now, which will be on the screen. We can remain seated for this if you'd like to, but if you'd like to stand and sing as well, you're welcome to. Don't stop praying. I hope that you're encouraged by those words and they'll speak to you in your heart and the things that you're longing for and praying for. As I briefly share the message of God's word, I want us to think about the freedom that came to those that were named in that story that we saw on the video. beginning with the slave girl who was set free to live, set free to live. You see, she was a prisoner as well, a bit like Paul and Silas, but she was a prisoner on the inside. And she was controlled by something that wasn't from God. And she was controlled by men who used her to make money for themselves. She called out, didn't she? These men are from the Most High God calling you to be saved. And we'd think that was a good thing to be saying, because it was true. But remember, when Jesus was alive, he had spirits that said the same thing and he silenced them. He didn't, and Paul and Silas didn't need the testimony of something that wasn't from God. So she was a prisoner who needed to be set free. She was a fortune teller. You might say she was a small, medium, at large. Sorry, I'm back. She tried to tell people what their future held. And there's a bit of us that might want to know that. But we know our times are in God's hands. He holds our future. And he reveals it to us one day, one hour at a time. We have to trust God. He holds us. He holds our future. He knows the plans he has for us. So Paul set her free in Jesus' name, spoke a word of freedom over her. And she then belonged to God and not to those slave owners. And secondly, as we see on screen, Paul and Silas set free to praise. They don't look very free there, do they? Can you imagine being locked in like that? Trapped, unjustly imprisoned, their feet in those stocks, engulfed in the darkness of midnight, and yet they were set free to praise. And we could imagine them singing that song, "Don't Stop Praying." How is it possible? Well, as it's been said, with God there is freedom even in prison. And even at midnight, there is light. Even at midnight, there is life and light. And I'm sure as you think about your life and I think about my life, there are times when it's midnight. It's midnight and we feel in the dark. We feel trapped. But here is the call to sing at midnight. When confronted with impossible circumstances, remember that prayer and praise can powerfully deliver and set us free. As you approach midnight, do not fear. Do not give up. Keep singing. Keep praying. Keep looking for the intervention of God. I know, friends, you know in reality what that is like. You've been through it, or you're still going through it. It might still feel like midnight. But joy comes in the morning. And faith is like that blackbird that sings just before the dawn. We hold on to faith in these dark times. Keep singing at midnight, mindful of your neighbors. Course. Prayer and praise changes things. The jailhouse rocked and the doors were flung open. And the greater miracle, wasn't it, that the prisoners didn't just run out, but they were held there. And what held them there? Probably they were joining in the worship. They could see something was happening. Such is the power of prayer. Of course, we're reminded of Wesley, aren't we? And him being set free to serve, and Charles Wesley writing that great hymn, "My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee." Paul and Silas set free to praise. And thirdly and finally, how God changed the life of the jailer. You've got one slide before then? Maybe not. If not, to worry if you haven't, I've got a picture of the jailer. But Paul was amazing in that moment to have such grace and love towards the jailer, the one who'd imprisoned him. How might we have reacted to him? But to say, no, don't harm yourself. Don't harm yourself. There was no grudge in Paul. He could preach to this man who held him in the stocks, a great love for his enemy. That's an inspiration for us today, how we treat people who mistreat us, who close the door of love and friendship on us. And the jailer and his whole household came to faith in Jesus. And he was set free as well to serve. He treated the wounds of Paul and Silas. He offered them hospitality, welcoming them into his home, and he made them a meal. He was changed. He was set free to serve. It was worked out. The inner change was worked out in practical love, as it is for us. So we rejoice today in the good news for us, that God has set you free. Free to live, free to praise, and free to serve. And I pray that as we go into this new season of school, of work, of a new Methodist year, that we will walk in that freedom that God brings. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. So Diane's going to come now and lead us with our pipe cleaners that you'll need in our time of prayer. And if there's a couple spare, Joe and I will. Do you want the pipe cleaner?
Okay, fine, lovely. Thank you. We now have our prayers for others. So taking your pipe cleaner in your hand, think of someone that you know who is going through a tough time at the moment. Shape the pipe cleaner into their initial. Just hold the shape for a few moments. And in the quiet, ask God to intervene in their situation and ask him to bless your friend. And now, screw the pipe cleaner up in your hand. Hold it in the palm of your hand. Think about people who live in confusion and don't understand what's happening to them. People who live in war-torn areas, such as Ukraine and Russia, Gaza and Israel, and the wider Middle East, many other parts of the world. Think of people who have to leave their homes because of war or natural disaster, who don't know where they will get their next meal. Think of Christians around the world who can't worship openly for fear of imprisonment or worse. Look at the mess in your hand and say sorry for how we have spoiled what God created for good. Hold the shape and ask God to help all those who suffer from persecution, war, and disasters. Now straighten the pipe cleaner and link it with someone else on your table, the person next to you. Just link them together. Think about people who are lonely. Those who have no friends, family, or support around them. Ask God to send them someone who will offer them a helping hand, who will call on the phone or visit them. Finally, loop the pipe cleaner around your wrist, or if that you find that tricky, ask someone else to do it for you. Think about your week. When have you felt God's presence with you? Have any of your prayers been answered this week? If you have any prayers, ask Him now. Wear the pipe cleaner around your wrist as a reminder that God is with you always. Father God, we thank you that you are always with us in good times and in bad. Thank you that you care for us. We pray for all those people and situations that we have brought before you today, and ask that they too may know your presence with them. Amen. And now we sing our final song, if you're not still attached to one another. Jesus, we celebrate your victory.